The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, as we were talking a little earlier on the programme, it appears that redheads are winners. And maybe if you're a redhead, you're thinking, I always knew that. Well, apparently evolution knows it too, because there's a new study which says that red hair is becoming more common due to natural selection. And joining me to explain more is Professor Declan McKenna, who's a professor in biomedical science at Ulster University, and maybe more importantly, a natural redhead. You're very welcome to the programme. Declan, do you feel like a real winner this morning?
Well, I don't think it takes a scientific study to make me feel like a winner. I think like a lot of redheads, we're very proud of our red hair, and it doesn't take a scientific paper to tell us that. But it is good to see that this has been investigated and a bit of scientific basis is underpinning things that, particularly in genetics, are starting to come to light about red hair and other traits in human populations. So it's nice to see a little bit of coverage for the redheads, as always.
When I first saw the headline this morning, right, my instinct was, oh, people are obviously attracted more and more to redheads and they want to procreate. And that is why the red hair gene is now being favoured by natural selection. But that's not what it is at all, is it?
No, I mean, I'm delighted that you're putting that out there for all the redheads who are listening. And I'm sure their diaries are open if anyone wants to make dates with them on Tinder and so on. But this natural selection is obviously something that takes place over a much longer period of time. And this particular study that has been referenced this morning is the latest in a long number of studies that are looking at ancient human genomes over the last 10, 20,000 years, which is obviously a much better time span to look at how natural selection will affect human population. And in particular, they're looking at the genes that might have changed in different areas of, in this case, Europe and Asia, to see can that explain some of the traits that we see in populations. And one of the genes that has popped out here is one of the ones that controls skin pigmentation and hair pigmentation. So it's involved in melanin synthesis. And that gene has been previously identified as being linked to pale skin, red hair. And that, of course, is typically Irish complexion or Celtic complexion, which we have a lot of in this part of the world.
Does it mean going forwards, Declan, that we are going to see more people with pale skin and redheads? Are we going to see a notable increase?
No. Again, in short term, that won't be measurable, I guess, in terms of the length of time we're talking about here. For natural selection means you're talking thousands of years in the future, so none of us will be around to see it. But what is true is that this part of the world, because we don't have a lot of sunlight compared to, say, Africa, where humans evolved initially and then spread up northwards through into Europe and Asia, at these northern latitudes where we don't have as much sun, it was more of an advantage to have pale skin because it means that you can use the UV light from the sun better and create more vitamin D and therefore be a healthier person and a healthier human being. And so that meant that there was a natural selection for people who had that type of characteristic, and then they would pass that on to their children and so on and so on. But that obviously doesn't just happen over a couple of generations. That happens over thousands of years. And that's what this evolutionary genetic type of study does. It goes back all of those years and sees, well, how did this happen? And can that explain what we see now? And can it predict what we'll see in the future? But again, not today or tomorrow or 10 years. It's more centuries away before we would see any dramatic change and something that could be measured. But it does explain why we see what we see now in this part of the world where we live.
Yeah, and it's incredible to think that sort of unbeknownst to ourselves, these things are happening to protect us going forward. I mean, you mentioned there that those traits, red hair, pale skin, are really Celtic and they're really dominant here in Ireland. We have more redheads than many other places in the world.
We do, yes. So in the world as a whole, the population, redheads are about 1% to 2%. But obviously, in this part of the world, we have maybe 10, 12%, depending on what you look at. Ireland, Scotland, even Scandinavia has about 5 or 6% of redheads. So this part of the world has certainly got more higher than the average across the global population. But even in Ireland, we're still considered a minority. And although pure natural redheads, which are obviously visible by their red hair, that doesn't mean that a lot of other people aren't carrying the gene for red hair within their genome, even if they don't have red hair themselves. And so quite often people would notice this, particularly men who have maybe dark hair, but then they grow a beard and they find out they've actually got quite a red beard or red body hair. And they say, oh, how did that happen? And it's partly because a lot of people in the Irish population are carrying the gene for red hair, but it doesn't always show out in terms of having a mop of red hair on your head. But it does mean you can pass it on to your children, and therefore you get a lot of dark-haired parents who have ginger kids. And that obviously is something that people in the past went, oh, how did this happen? And what colour of hair does your milkman have? And all of these sort of snide, funny remarks. But it's all explained by genetics. But obviously genetics is a complicated subject. It's not just down to one gene. And in this case, these guys are looking at another gene and that's connected with the red hair gene. But it does the same thing in terms of controlling that melanin into your skin, into your hair.
You say, Declan, you're amongst the minority here in Ireland, but I think after this study, you can have a slight superiority complex. I think that is okay. How much does having red hair belong to your identity?
It's really hard to explain to someone who doesn't have red hair how much having red hair shapes your identity from a very young age. And any redheads listening to this will identify with what I'm going to say, because you're always from a very young age pointed out and described as being that's your defining feature. So they say, oh, that kid with the red hair or that ginger kid. And of course, being unusual, even in Ireland, even though where we have more redheads than the normal population, that still means that you're kind of pointed out and described as that way. So in the past, that has been a little bit of a problem. It's led to cases of bullying, of course, and there's been some derogatory terms for people with red hair. But red hair hasn't changed, but interestingly, sort of culture and society has changed. And so how people perceive it has now come from being sort of unusual and something weird to something that actually stands out and is distinctive and unusual. And of course, particularly driven by social media and so on, people now want to have something that is unique and attractive. And so that rarity, which in the past was a sort of a point where you would sort of be stigmatized about, is now become an appeal. And certainly if you look at any of our celebrities, the red carpet at the Oscars is always filled with actresses who have natural red hair and also dyed red hair, because they're all vying to stand out. And red hair, because red is a colour that catches the eye, that's why stop signs are red, that's why danger signs are red. It means that the eye is naturally drawn to something red and all shades of red.
And it's
and then,
cool.
Of course, you have... It's cool.
It's
and you have
cool.
People like Ed Sheeran and Conan O'Brien and people like...
And the Gleeson family, of course.
The
Gleeson
family, of course, yeah. And they're all helping to make it a bit cooler to have red hair. And of course, if you only have to look at the Harry Potter series to show you that Ron Weasley, the redhead, was picked by Hermione to be her husband. So obviously she's a wizard and she would know well how to pick a good mate.
On that note, natural redhead Declan McKenna, very proud redhead today. Thanks so much for speaking to us here on the programme. Still to come on the Clare Byrne Show this morning with me, Ciara Doherty, calls for Starmer to resign after a senior civil servant was sacked over the Peter Mandelson vetting row. Up next though, Owen Sheehan has all of your sports news, and remember, wish day here on the programme. 85k is our target this hour. We're almost there, I hear. Please give what you can. makeawish.ie/donate.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.